Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
It's a spiritual application that will bring a physical manifestation. Remember the centurion. He came to the Lord and said, "My servant is lying at home, dying." And Jesus said, "I'll come." He said, No, you don't need to come. Just say the word. Just say the what? The word. And I know my servant will be healed. Why? Because there's no space, time, or matter. You don't have to come there. You can stand here and do it from here. And that's why, in actual fact, that Jesus said, "You know what? All of Israel, I haven't seen anything like faith like this man." In front of his disciples and his followers, he's talking about a Roman centurion that comes to him, understands authority. He says, "Because I give orders, they go, and because I'm under authority, they give me orders and I do it. You don't have to come to me. I see something in you that supersedes the natural realm. You don't have to come to my house, just say it." Why can't he just say it? Of course, there's no time, space, or matter, and the word of God is alive, quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And he spoke the word. He said, "As you have believed, so be it." And the servant was made well at that very hour. The same hour, the Bible is very clear to tell you, the same hour that he said that was a time the child got well, the servant. Oh, Jesus, isn't it exciting? What about in James 5, verse 13 to 15? He says, the prayer of faith, if you pray for someone who's sick, the believer, call for believers and the elders of the church, and let them pray for the sick, anointing them with oil, and the prayer of faith will raise the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he has committed any sins, they will be forgiven him. How can that be? Because there's no space, time, or distance. You can pray the word over somebody, and they will be healed. You don't have to work out how it works. You just got to believe that it works. And then operate as though it works. Amen. So we're talking about a spiritual cure for natural ailments right now. It's a spiritual cure that comes and heals the natural ailments. And that's what I do at Healing Academy. Every time I bring the healing power of the word. That's it. I'm not a magician. I don't have a special formula. And I've got a little wand over here. Abacadabra, zoom, boom. I don't have that. I don't have a special glass of water or special oil that came from Israel. And I'm using that. No. All I bring is the word of God.
I teach the Word of God. And thank God that He made it simple enough for me to understand so I can make it simple enough for you to understand. Amen. Because I've discovered I'm no longer the big deal know-it-all. In fact, the more I get to know, the more I realize how much I didn't know. Any of you been there? I know my rights. You got none. I know what I'm doing. No, you don't. I know where I'm going. Are you sure? We're going to talk about next week about you've got to see something before you can have it. You were designed to see what you say. And you are designed to believe what you see. And the problem is, we think we believe in the natural realm. If I can see it, I'll believe it. God said, no, if you believe it, you'll see it. I'm talking about seeing it in the spiritual realm. And there's only one way to get to that place. Next week we're going to talk about of seeing it in the spiritual realm so the manifestation can come into the natural realm. See, it's a spiritual thing that takes place to bring the results you want in the natural place. Can you say amen? And the Bible tells us in Psalm 19:7, it tells us that God's word is perfect spiritual law. It's perfect, and it's a spiritual law. When God said, I'm creating the earth, He said, you know what, I'm going to hang it up over here amongst the stars. I'm going to create a sun that many million miles away. It's going to bring heat, and it's going to turn daily, and this is going to happen. There's a moon that's going to go around it, et cetera, et cetera. He said that. He said, and you know what, the people on the earth, I don't want them floating around in nothing. I'm putting a thing called gravity. That came from the spirit realm. It's a spiritual law. Now, if any of you don't believe God put spiritual laws into place, you want to deny gravity, come up here. Why don't you stand on the table and jump up? See how long it takes you to come down. It's a spiritual law brought in from the kingdom of heaven. And that's why you've got to learn to believe. He sent forth His word and healed you. It's a spiritual law, healed. You could have said, I sent forth my word and put gravity there. Same difference. Hello. Oh, I believe in gravity, all right. But healed, I'm not so sure. Well, it was written in the book, in the Bible. Yeah, but I wasn't there when that happened. Were you there when Napoleon was there? So how do you believe in Napoleon? How many of you believe Napoleon was a person and did what they said he did? Oh, you'll believe the writings of man over the writing of God? Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm going to read this again to make you feel better. Faith is daring the soul to go beyond what the eyes can see. That's the realm of the impossible. Faith will take you into the realm of the impossible and bring it to the possible. Bring it to your life. Amen. And so the Bible says that God's perfect, His word is perfect spiritual law. And you can read that in 19:7 Psalm. It is a supernatural medicine. It truly is. It's a supernatural medicine. How many of you ever broke something and or you were cut badly or something happened and they had to give you morphine for the pain? Anybody? Look at that. You see? Aren't you glad? Yes. Aren't you glad that that happened? I remember I got something. It wasn't even morphine. I went through a window, my arm, main artery, blood all over the show. And the guy came, he gave me an injection. And when it was finished, I was like, whoa, dude. Everything is so cool. Yay. And I didn't feel the pain. But you know what he did before that? He was a German doctor, yeah, in South Africa. He took one of those long sticks with a cotton swab on the bottom, I nearly kicked him, full of alcohol, and he stuck it in the hole. I'm telling you, I screamed louder than a coyote. I'm telling you, I nearly punched him. And then he came and he gave me the injection. What's that? Okay, well, give us the microphone. Talk into the microphone. Make sure that my microphone's on, please, Brian, wherever you are. Okay, we prayed for Chaplain.
So we have an update on Chaplain Dave Thompson.
Drop the volume, thank you.
Says, just got a call from Deborah Thompson, his wife. Chaplain Dave is in the clear. They ran more tests, and they did not find a rip or tear in his esophagus. And there is no sign of cancer. They decided that there was no need for any more surgery. Everything came back clear. Now that is the power of prayer.
Amen. Come on, guys. Come on. Give the Lord a shout. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Now listen, you guys did that this morning. Did we not face the Cleveland Clinic? That's where he is. They were going to operate on him today. Come on, I got the text yesterday and this morning, and everyone talking about how bad this was, and we, you all prayed this morning. How many of you put your hand towards the Cleveland Clinic? Does prayer work? No space, time, or matter. Were you in the room with him? Did you lay hands on him? No space, time, or matter. The kingdom of heaven. There you had a demonstration from the God who loves you. Right there. He gave you a living example and a demonstration of the power of the Word of God. Man, hallelujah. Wow. Praise you, Jesus. I'm going to take just one more minute. And I just thank God. You know, he's on a board with me, Chaplain Dave. He sits on the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance board with us. There's eight of us, seven pastors, and a business person. Actual fact, I think we're all pastors now. And he's on that board with us. And we put on prayer meetings. We put on stuff in the Civic Center. We put on the Christmas proclamation. And he's a vital part of the ministry. And so I thank God. I truly thank God. He works so hard. He works in that prison in Rock Road. I mean, the guy, he works closely with the sheriff. He just, all he does is ministry. I mean, that's it. He feeds the poor on Saturdays. I mean, really. And you just prayed now. All of you have a part to play today. You had a part in getting him healed. And I'm going to tell him, it wasn't me, it was you guys. All of us together, you see a corporate anointing, but we weren't there in the room. We didn't lay hands on him. We didn't put oil on him. We prayed from here to there, and it took place. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Wow. So the Word of God is a supernatural medicine. It works through the human spirit and is a spiritual cure. But like any other medication, it must be applied on a regular basis. Amen. And so you come here, you get a B shot, B12 on a Sunday, and you just get built up with the Word of God again. And you go out and you exercise that Word. You speak the Word. You do what we just did today. I hope that brings confidence to some of you that, hey, you're sick, let me pray. You need to get confidence from what happened. This is not make-believe. What time did you get that email or text, Adam L? Well, I mean, really? Come on. This is not belief. Some people, oh, you pushed him down. Oh, he wasn't really sick. Oh, no, that you'll never see miracles in your life if you think that way. You better believe you had something to do with something great today. You had put your hand on your heart and say, thank you, Lord, for using me today to get my brother healed in Jesus' name. You did it. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Amen, amen, amen.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 8.